Salutations, home trees. It's your host, Chris Coriandoni. Welcome to another goodie bag edition of the More Gooder Than podcast. On these extrasodes, reveal the movies for the next main episode, read your comments, listen to messages from the hotline, and do another segment of MGT Light where we talk about something that we've been doing during the week. Maybe, you know, just shoot the breeze, have some fun, you know, chop it up. Chop it up a little bit.
Chill. Mix it up.
Chill. Yeah. We do a little podcast and chill. 15 minutes into podcast and chill gives you this look. You don't say. Oh boy. What's going to be something when our kids are older that's like, oh, the kids these days are using this as a lingo? It's like, what I mean? Like,
I didn't have kids specifically to not have to deal with this hypothetical.
it's not a good one. So next week's episode is titled J2. Judgment J. And we'll feature the films John Wick 2, The Bourne Supremacy, and Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
Oh, this movie.
Oh, these boy. Movies,
this episode. God, so good, right?
It was so good.
I didn't think it would be possible to be better than the previous episode.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this one's gooder than.
Mm-hmm. It's gooder than.
I think Supremacy is my favorite of the original Bourne movies.
Well,
we'll talk about that
next week. We shall talk about that in exactly 1 week.
Obviously, this is a sequel to episode 19? Ooh, 18?
That far
way back.
17.
Good God. Are you serious? You got a good memory.
Yeah.
I would have just planted it somewhere in like mid-30s.
16, 17, because 19 was our favorite kid movies. Was 19. Mm-hmm. I remember that. So I think it's 16. And 17 is Coatfield Fantasies. So I think 16 is
somewhere in the
Judge,
late
Jury,
teens.
Executioner. Yeah.
Team Ravenclaw? Check us on our map.
Here's a funny thing about Branston is he hates that we mess up his name.
Oh, I don't want to insult Bingo.
No, I know. No, and like the last thing I want to do for Brighton is to like feel like him as the host of the What Were They Thinking podcast, that we would ever insult him in any way.
Yeah, no.
He tweeted me like, hey, Christina. Like, oh.
Classic burn.
Classic burn. I had to immediately get the ointment, just rub it all over that burn that
apply
I got.
Directly to burn.
Apply to burn. He called me Crystal Pepsi. But it's just like, oh. And so my first
that
thing
stings
was.
That stings a bit.
And, but I know, like, Crystal Pepsi. That's horrible. Have you seen? I ended up looking it up because I just responded with GIFs every time. Like, here we go. But it's just like, oh, I am. No problem with people messing up my name, but it's like, oh, so
I'm used to it. Nobody's ever
exactly
right in the first place.
Yeah. So, but anyway, when someone reveals that it bothers, then it's just like, oh, okay.
That's not a deterrent.
This is what I tell my oldest all the time.
Yes,
because his younger brother.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm like, dude, you can't let him know it bothers you. He's only going to like intensify. Yeah, you got to pretend like it doesn't bother you.
As an older brother, same thing. Like I had to learn, like, don't have as big a reaction.
Yeah.
Because then people, it's like, ooh. Pick at that.
Yeah.
Pick it.
Just ignore it. You're above it. And he's going to get bored and quit.
Exactly. Yeah. Except obviously, anyway, huge apologies to Brigham for insulting him and his names. Anyway.
He kind of brought it upon himself.
I know. I know.
He burned us harder than anyone's ever burned us.
Burndon?
Burndon is his name.
That's a handy mnemonic. Now I can remember that his name is Burndon.
Yeah.
Who's that guy that burned us? Burndon.
Yeah, you know.
Burndon from the What Were They Thinking podcast. Thing is,
he's getting so much advertisement on
I know. Yeah.
We're shouting him out like almost every episode.
Yeah.
So.
Who are we shouting out? I forget.
Barton.
That's so funny.
That's a handy mnemonic because he's such a fink.
Yeah. Barton Fink. That was nice. That was,
boom.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
Bim Bam. They did an episode. Someone, Justin likes to cook from, and so he said that
just like taco.
He's going to make a tartatan. Do you guys know what a tartatan is?
Nope.
No.
It's like a weird, pie, basically. But since I'm a fan of baking shows, because I'm a 100-year-old man, it's delicious. Anyway, Griffin said, oh, that's my favorite musketeer. I thought that was one of the funniest things.
That's clever.
No one laughed. And I had to pause because I was laughing so hard. And it was, they completely went over it. And it's like, that's one of the funniest jokes anyone said ever. And no one responded. It's like, dang it. That's Taz.
we don't really think of D'Artagnan as a musketeer, even though he is.
Yeah.
He's not one of the three musketeers.
I know.
There's three musketeers and D'Artagnan.
So remember how I mentioned...
I never read any of the novels or anything.
No one cares.
Like when I watched the movies, it always did confuse me. Like, why is there four when there's three musketeers? But
it did throw me off too as a kid. Because we talked about it, the three musketeers with Oliver Platt and Christian...
Further, they use like rapiers or like swords. They're not using muskets.
They can do both.
Yeah.
They're supposed to... Like that was an elite group of like the first like gunners... But yeah.
You could get Musketeers and Sid Meier's Civilization 2. You guys remember Civ 2?
Yeah.
Civ 2 was the best.
I would, when CJ and I were rooming together, like in the mid 90s or late 90s in Oregon.
When we were children.
When you guys were born. When you guys were wee lads, knee high to a grasshopper, he would play Civ 2 on like PS1. And
what's that?
Yeah.
PS1.
It was this weird little thing.
They went all the way back to 1?
But he would always like his civilization would be like way advanced.
Yeah.
And so he was sending his stealth bombers to take over France and fucking musketeers shot down his stealth bombers. I'm like in my room and he's like, what?
That was always the bummer because if you set it on anything other than extra hard, like you were always like... sniper rifling people with sticks, like like fish in a barrel. My brother had his civilization was always good, but he in Civ 2 you could go to do a space mission. You could like send your civilization to space on
Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, Alpha Centauri. Yeah, and so but if you conquer everybody, then the game ends too. So he kept one city surrounded by like everything and just so one city was so that and his entire turn was just everything was I wonder if anyone could hear that.
There were weird planes in the sky. I saw like a big slow moving I don't know if it's a cargo plane or what.
It's just like it's like floating.
Yeah.
It was like I think it's a glider and I'm like nope. And Court's like I think it's a bomber and I'm like nope, you guys are both wrong. And she's like it's a private jet. I'm like nope, it's not a jet, it's a prop plane. It just had big wingspan.
Huge though, so. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. anyway, Civ 2, great game. A Twitter poll.
Hold on, when you guys were talking about Civ, and like I don't have any frame reference. I never played Civ.
I never played it. I just watched CJ play it a lot.
I missed that one. Like so, like a lot of what you're talking about, I get sort of the idea of it because I played Age of Empires. You guys were playing that one?
It's similar.
It's a similar type of a game.
Civ is like turn-based Age of Empires. Age of Empires is like real time, right?
RTS, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was always fun because you were always trying to get like a trebuchet before anybody else did and like trying to get to the more advanced levels of technology.
I'd watch CJ play Civ 2 and he'd have like just like your friend scenario, like he's already ready to go to space and everybody else is still Stone Age and fucking Gandhi would be like, give me nuclear weapons or I'll attack you. Nah.
There were mods too to make everything like teddy bears. That game could be modded out the wazoo.
Yeah.
But like if you were...
If you're PC Master Race.
I like games. Yeah, definitely PC Master Race. But I like games that allow that for modding because it extends the life of that game for so long. I was just reading today that there are new Skyrim mods that are supposed to come out that's going to like change the whole game. And I'm just like, that game is like almost 10 years old.
You know what else they could do? It's just make another one. I know it's in the
they're
works.
Working on
I've seen it. They're always
working on another
but
one.
But the thing is when you have like a whole community of players that are making new content for your game that you made, like I said, was it 9 years ago?
Yeah, it's almost a decade.
And that's
all
that Half-Life was. It was
it's still amazing. No,
so Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike was a Half-Life mod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have never gone back and played all those. I've played some of Half-Life, but
no. I mean, it's like, it's so.
There was like Half-Life 2, and then there was like Chapter 1, Chapter 2. There was all these extra. There was Counter-Strike. There was things that kind of like were derivatives of Half-Life 2.
Like a whole subset of gamers.
Yeah. I know. They still hold up. I did go through Half-Life 2 a couple of years back, and I was like, man, this game must have been ahead of its time when it came out because it's from like the early 2000s, right?
I think this March, I did not research this. So
does it become classic? 25 years old?
No, yeah. No,
you're going to hear it on the classic rock station now and be like, God damn it, I'm old.
Ba, 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 ba.
I never actually played any of them.
I didn't either. So
I know the protagonist's name is Gordon something.
Yeah.
Ramsay. It was. He just does a lot of cooking.
It was a very cool. It was a cool premise. Basically, it was the premise of the movie The Mist, where like they like ripped a hole in some like.
Well, shit. Now I'm sure that.
Right? They ripped a hole in the dimensional wall, and then like I think some researchers went over there and kind of were exploring, but then it got too big and things started coming out.
Oh, and so head crabs was a thing.
Yeah. Oh God, those things were freaky and annoying.
I'll get some Half-Life references, but.
Well, I get none of them. Yeah. I just know that like everyone's been waiting for decades for
Half-Life 3.
Yeah.
It's an internet meme.
Well, that was Valve, right? Like, so that was like one of the, like the genesis of Steam.
Yeah. In fact, I think they came up with Steam to like distribute Half-Life and some of the other products. Yeah.
It's similar to like how advancements in military technology invent other things.
This is awesome stuff. I mean? Like the non-gamers are like, this is boring. And the actual people who know about Half-Life are like, God, you guys get it right.
I know, right? We're just stuck in the middle.
We're pleasing no one with this conversation.
Gordon, the guy for Half-Life.
Gordon Headcrab.
Yeah, Gordon Headcrab. He's out there fighting the xenomorphs, right? Is that what he's doing? And the Predator comes.
And that's how we got good old games.
Yeah, I'm so excited. More gamer then. Civ 2 was a great game, though. Yeah. Okay, last thing about Civ 2. You had like a council. You had like a council of advisors. And they were actors. They were just actors. And they would change their outfits depending on what like level of civilization you had.
Okay.
So like eventually like you're
when you say they're actors, like actors we would know in the real world.
No. Well, I mean, who knows now? Why should it be like, or it's Chris Hemsworth?
Because in the early 2000s was that time where I forget the term of the technology, but it's like, it was like video that they would record and then put it into video games. It was before they had 3D modeling. That's stuff.
Like that's, Malcolm McDowell in Wing Commander.
Yes.
That's kind of
technology. Type, I love that.
So
that
it's just like, there's a person pops up gaming. And they would all, and of course you could change your type of government. And then like, if you want to change, and like, they all had like, they were all really good for different things. So like you start off, it's just despot. You're just some despot. Mm-hmm. And then like you can change it to constitutional monarchy. Then there's democracy. And then like there's fanaticism. And then there's like all fanaticism. If you went a theocracy, full theocracy, you were so good at going to war. Because everybody rallied behind it, but you got zero in science. Anyway.
Yeah. Trade-offs.
a Twitter poll was ran. Troll 2 by a mile, 58%.
Really?
Yeah. And then Connection.
What?
Miami Connection. Guys,
Troll 2 by a mile?
Masterpieces of crap. That's what we also
still are. Though of those three, that was the crappiest of that three pieces was. Of crap.
Troll 2.
That's as unlikely as Musketeers shooting down a stealth bomber.
It's not going to happen. They'd be looking up like,
it's not impossible.
What is this thing?
If they were just shooting randomly into the sky and happened to hit it, it was flying.
Your musket ball that has like 100 meter range.
That's what I'm saying. There'd be a chance.
The stealth bomber was flying really low. They're shooting at night.
Yeah. You could catch it nicely as it fell down. Like, oh, there it goes. You can watch the ball go.
I got it.
Troll 2, 58%. And then Miami.
Probably because that's the only one that anybody has even seen.
And that's what I really think it is.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, someone said like, oh, that's a Sophie's Choice. Like, oh yeah, because it's the horrible thing. You know, like that's how everyone says, oh, it's a Sophie's Choice. Like, yeah.
Troll 2, 1. Oh my God.
They're gonna eat me. It's similar. Now as much as I dislike those movies and look forward to watching the movies for J2 Judgment J. I feel like I'm part of something now. Like I saw some stuff, man.
Like we all stepped in the same piece of dog shit. And yeah, so we have that bond.
And it's like, oh, cool. Yeah. But Morgan, Mike, thanks so much though. Like as much as we absolutely
thanks,
took a huge flaming like diarrhea on those movies.
Well, they kind of expected us to like sure rave about them.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, some people are like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. It's so good. Morgan said that she says, I thought we all agreed to call it. It's so bad. It's gooder than. So I said, that was before we actually watched the movies. So all bets were off once we saw them.
Yeah.
So bad.
I'm not going to lie, I was angry.
Dave Morgan, you guys know them, of Morgander Then.
Yeah.
Morgander Then. He legit wondered if we weren't friends anymore. Because we hit that home a little hard. But we used to be friends with him when I saw him to give him some Range Outdoor stuff. Range Outdoors, go. Be free. He had asked, like, hey, what happened between you guys, Mike and Morgan, and you guys? Like, oh, nothing. Like, they just gave us crappy movies. Oh, that makes so much more sense.
Oh.
So now I'm thinking, like, oh, shoot. Wait, Mike and Morgan, we love you guys. Like, we think you're great. Yeah.
It's
all
just for fun.
Yeah. So Mixtape Mike on Twitter showed me that there are a ton of gifts for Jim from Miami Connection. He was just gift after gift after gift. So many of them, him just like dancing.
That makes sense. Jim was badass.
He's a mullet guy. Yeah. Right?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of, who's the Korean guy?
Mark.
Yeah, Mark was badass.
One of them was Jim, and one of them was James.
Jim was the fake orphan.
I have erased it all from my mind, so I don't know.
Well, whichever one had the mustache and mullet, Bill?
Jim was a black guy who had a dad
that
shouldn't have been in the group.
That was Jimmy. Was there Jimmy in a gym?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, then Bill, maybe? Okay, someone tell me.
They were all J except Jack. For
no,
Mark,
one of there was Phillip. There was John, Jim, Peter. Jim, Jimmy,
Arnold.
Then there was a Tom. I think Tom was the long guy, right? The Michael Phelps.
Tom DeLonge.
I don't know.
You know what, you just shout out random words.
I was just shouting
water
random,
bottle.
Random words.
Lego.
Random names.
Sword.
Voltron.
Bass guitar.
X.
Banjo.
Gauntlets.
Friends.
Stand.
Lamp? I love lamp.
I don't get that.
Have you not seen Anchorman?
No.
What is the main character's name?
Ron Burgundy.
Do you know there's a Ron Burgundy podcast?
Yeah, I heard it's not very good.
How could it be? I heard it advertised on the radio the other day, and they were saying like the most downloaded podcast, and it's only like episode 3. I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah.
It's just people trying to check it out to see if it's really Will Ferrell doing the voice.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's not.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. I just heard it's not. It doesn't appeal to me at all.
No, me neither.
Because like Ron Burgundy was from 20 years ago, and he was Anchorman was very funny 20 years ago.
Yeah,
when I was in high school. I watched it recently. Nope.
Some of those don't hold up, do they?
Comedies. We've talked about it before. Yeah. Comedies don't hold up as well.
Well, especially right now in the climate too, because people just don't find things funny anymore because it's offensive. You've appropriated their culture, or you've downplayed some trauma that people are experiencing.
Well, there is some things every so often now when I'm watching that are problematic, and it's just like, oh yeah, that's no bueno.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I cannot.
There is some legitimacy to the PC. It goes a little too far at times, but yeah, it's hard to watch something where the other F word is just being used a
like
lot.
Back then it was like funny. Now it's like, that's cringeworthy.
So
but like recently on Movie Geek, they covered 50 First Dates.
Oh, yeah,
I remember loving that movie. They hated it because they said it was just really, really awful that he was like tricking this woman into falling for him.
I actually agree.
That they mention it, I'm like, yeah, that actually is really bad.
No, because
I used to love that movie because I think Drew Barrymore is super cute. I thought they have like cool on-screen
chemistry with each other.
Yeah. There's a penguin though. That's awesome.
No, but the 50 First Dates is a charming movie.
Yeah.
But the horror movie that woman is going to be going through, the biggest one is always she's going to wake up pregnant.
Yes. I always thought that like what happens on the day she goes into labor and she wakes up and is like, what the fuck is going on?
You better
on?
Hope that video is really good. Yeah. She's going to be waking up and anyway.
But she's going to wake up confused every day. So she gets a family.
She's a family that she does not know. I just think, mine is, I actually.
Here's a child, you know, are responsible for it. Yeah, like, what
take care
hell?
Of this kid. Yeah. I actually, honestly, especially being a dad, like, I actually think that the dad had the right idea. Just like, if she can't be fixed, make her life as comfortable as possible. Like, don't.
Just uneventful and comfortable.
No, she's happy.
Well, he had like this massive ruse where like she wasn't even aware. Like
Yeah, exactly.
And doctored like the newspapers and everything, right?
But here's the thing though. When she woke up and like when they were in the middle of, she was dating,
Adam Sandler.
She would start painting again and singing. So she was happier. She's objectively happier when she was.
I understand, but just like honestly, to avoid the ability of avoid the day when she wakes up 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. But I mean, she
wakes she, up with.
Here's a perspective that you're not considering. She has the biggest gift of all, where every day she forgets that she's with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, that didn't make sense, is that really she should just create videos for herself. Like, they should tell her, like, hey, you have the short-term memory disorder and you don't remember things. She could then, like, record herself telling herself, like, well, hey,
I'm sure you're pregnant. I'm sure that was part of the video, though.
It might have. But, like, yeah, like, she could tell herself, like, hey, you're pregnant, so don't freak out. You know, you're in love with this guy. You know, like, you... It'd be better coming from yourself than from some, you know, somebody else.
So we're talking a Total Recall situation.
Pretty much, yeah. Get yourself to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
It's a good episode. Someone had posted, like, what movie would you want to see a, like, Muppets remake of? Like, full Muppet. And my
that would actually be a pretty cool Total Recall. To, like, do, like, some serious serious movies or action movies with Muppets.
But, like, think about how awesome a Muppet version. Like a Muppet Quato.
Hey, get your ass to Mars.
But not, dude, I'm not talking about like, but like, you don't have to have like Fozzie and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, you do like the human looking Muppets.
I don't even got kids. Waka, waka, waka.
But like Miss Piggy with three boobs.
I'm sure there's like, yeah. I'm sure there's fan art that already has that covered.
But no, but let's say that you don't use the actual like the Muppets. You do like the puppet version of it with like the full movable, like a puppet Quato coming out. Open your mind, Quade.
Alien.
And then they're little awesome. Puppet. But then like everything is yarn. Like everything is yarn coming out.
All the guts coming out of his belly are all yarn. A little Muppet coming out.
Yeah. But like, how awesome. So all those those late 90, early, or like late 80, early 90s we get ones. It. Yeah.
Anytime anybody asks the question, what movie would you like to Big Trouble?
Yeah. So I won the draft, that 1986 draft.
Yeah. With Big Trouble
Off
Little
the
China.
Strength of Big Trouble in Little China.
Movie that Hell he yeah, you did.
Hey, but like the thing is yeah, that was
it. That's what's funny is you hate it, but you recognize that everybody loves it.
Oh yeah. It's all strategery.
Yeah.
Strategery. He doesn't hate it.
I don't know. I am going to watch it. I've said, no, I really want to play it. I really play it up because it's Donnie's favorite movie or one of.
Yeah.
Got a crap on it.
Yeah.
When he's just like builds it up so much. out of the John Carpenter films, The Thing is hands down the best work between them. The Thing is a absolute masterpiece. Wes from Via VHS, and actually him and Super Movie Brother Dave started a new show called Good Morning Mos Eisley. It's just Star Wars news, but they're doing it in the frame of, it's really good actually. Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
It's just like how much Star Wars news is there on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
Apparently a lot. Enough to do multiple shows on. But he sent me this link to this place down from his house called Cro-Mag Toys, and it's a vintage toy shop. And honestly, a tear when I looked at the website and the Facebook page just like ran down my face because the nostalgia effect was so hard.
Where are they?
They're in North Carolina.
Yeah,
I know, right? But they ship worldwide. I'll send you the link of it.
Yeah,
but like we're talking like so on Facebook once a day. He posts a theme. Mm-hmm. Of ones. And so yesterday was G.I. Joe. And it's just like, yeah, I had that. Like, I didn't have that, but I was jealous of anyone that did.
I still have a lot of those in a box somewhere.
Oh, man. Please, can I see them, please?
Tomax and Seimot.
Yeah,
I had kept all of my Ninja Turtles in pristine condition.
Did your mom give them away?
Yeah, I think I told the story.
Yeah.
I had every single weapon. Oh. And the ones that I had where the shells would open up so you could store weapons inside.
Yes.
I kept them all in a box up in my closet. I moved out of my house, you know, got married, blah, 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 blah.
And
they made that room, I think, like the kids' playroom. Oh, and they put all that stuff down and gave them to my nephews. And I'm like, oh,
lame.
I had all, I had like a bunch of, when the episode one came out, I had bought a bunch of the toys. They had a little recorder kind of a thing where like you put the toy on top of it and it would say stuff in the movies. Mm-hmm. I'd collected those and kept them all in good condition.
Talking about Phantom Menace, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Episode one. I had a bunch of toys that I kept in good condition.
I have the Darth Maul still in the package that has like the sound chip thing.
Yeah. I got the Darth Maul, but I took him out of the package because I wanted to hear what he said.
I'm not a guy that was like mint, but I took care of my stuff. Like,
yes.
I didn't be.
I wanted to play with my
G.I. Joes,
I took care of them.
I took care of them. Except for that, like with the G.I. Joes, I did not take care of them because I played so hard with them.
Yeah.
But there is a mud pile at my house from
with all the
30 years ago that there's a little graveyard to G.I. Joe.
Archaeologists are going to find that.
Pull it up. Because that's how I would stage them. We'd go in the, we had this, it was concrete, but in the middle of it was a tree and then it had mud. And so that's, we would just fill it with water, go in the mud. And that's how the G.I. Joes could stand up. Oh, yeah. Like I would stick him in the mud, and then so I'd just be these huge like tableaus of battle.
I was always having my dad has a hardware store. I'd always have him bring home the O-ring that I could replace the inside,
because that was the part that deteriorated.
Yep.
It would dry rot eventually and fall apart.
He would just bring home like a package of like 30 O-rings so that I could repair all my G.I. Joe innards. Right, yeah.
That's good dadding. But like I still have all my Lego from when I was a little kid. Like they're still in the, they're called the Orange Box Legos.
Just one, or you have all your Legos?
Plural of Lego is Lego. Yeah. It's a brand. I have all my Lego bricks.
Yeah.
There you go. My Lego brand bricks. But I took care. And so I try to install that with the girls is that like with certain toys, like there's certain stuff. It's like, yeah, just play with it till it breaks. Like, but like there's certain things, take care of this. You can give, because if they're well made, mm-hmm. The one that I wish it, because we've been playing this, you guys know Clash of Clans? You guys know that game? Yeah.
I'm familiar with it. I've never
They
played
did
it.
A Transformer version of it.
Yeah.
And it's, since we saw Bumblebee with my oldest, we've been like super Transformer like centric.
Yeah.
And man, we watched, so that Cro-Mag Toys, how it started, they had like all these Transformers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I want all of them. And where it was the Constructicons came together to form the Devastator.
Yeah.
And my oldest was like, oh, like Voltron. Like Voltron.
When do you think that you reached the point in your maturity as a child to know to take care of your toys, like why it was worth it? Because I'm trying to teach my kids, my oldest is 10, my youngest is 7, and they still haven't figured it out. Like their Legos are just everywhere. Like they don't even care. Like they'll get a new set and then the pieces are just everywhere.
I just want to point out, I have never once corrected Corey or Donnie on the Legos. They're like putting it on me. I say it correctly. I don't care if they say it incorrectly. That's not my thing. That's Donnie's thing.
I was actually mid word when I decided, do I want to mess with him or do I want to say it correctly? I hadn't decided in the
Mine's
end.
Like, I don't care. That's it. They act like I care. Yeah, this is similar to.
But we know we have listeners who do.
Yeah. Like Bublin.
So
from,
we're doing it to irritate them.
Yeah, it's a Bublin from the What Were They Thinking? Like, I don't care. I'm
so
not
like
team
how old were you when you felt like you realized like, oh, it's better to take care of my toys? Because
I don't think I've learned that yet.
You haven't learned it yet?
I know, yeah. Third, fourth grade.
Specifically, I have this very vivid memory. I have great memory from being a kid. My long-term memory is great. But like as an adult, I just got to a point where it was overload and I can't remember.
Memento situation.
Now. Pretty much. Yeah. Do you remember Centurions?
Yeah. Yes, I do. They're amazing.
I know, right? They're really cool. I had a Centurion. Again, a lot of little pieces.
Sure.
I had the green one.
Centurion. What did I say?
Sure.
Centurion? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No,
that could go either way.
I have never corrected you guys.
I'm talking about Lego. No, I'm saying like what, I'm just making, honestly, I want to make sure we were on the same page.
Yeah. Centurions, yes. So it was kind of like a larger, it wasn't like G.I. Joe size, it was a little bit larger.
They had like the holes, so they had like gear and shit.
And you could put all the little gear in the
power extreme!
That's what they did. They jump in the air and then all their weapons would like suck to them. And so I had that toy, and it was actually kind of special because
good toy.
My dad actually, he was really good at like doing individual things for us as kids rather than just doing group things. And so I remember one time he came to me and he's like, "Hey, come here, I got something, you know, just for you." And he took me to like the closet and showed me. He pulled it down from the closet and he'd given me this toy. And he hadn't gotten any of my other siblings something. And I was really kind of like, "Oh, this is special," you know. So it was a special toy to me. I love that toy. I was at the park when I broke it. Because they jumped into the air and everything would suck to them. So I was like throwing it into the air and I missed one time and it came down and the leg broke off and it wasn't supposed to pop off. And I just remember I was so devastated that like I hadn't taken care of that toy that from then on, every toy I ever got, like I took really super good care of
it. That's interesting. No, I mean, I'm serious. Because to have like, there's a turning point in your maturity level.
Yeah. Which one did you have?
He was blue.
I had the green one with the porn stash.
Yeah, that was Water Guy.
Water Guy,
Who was the blue guy?
Blue guy was Ace McCloud.
Air Guy, I'm assuming.
Ace McCloud.
Probably why I was throwing him in the air.
Yeah.
Go to your home. That's your home.
So I played with mine in the tub.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think parts went down the drain.
Yeah.
I had, if I had the Earth Guy, That would be so cool. Like, are we the Centurions?
We were connected back when we were children before we met.
That was an incredible show. And then they eventually added two more. They had the guy, the Native American guy, that had like these like almost nothing. He was like spirit magic.
Okay.
So typical of the 80s. Like, yeah. He's Native American. He runs on spirit. And then there was the guy that was the energy guy, and he was like a Tony Stark type character.
Yeah.
But yeah. And remember, like, there were different, like, I remember one time, because they had the space one for Ace McCloud, but then they realized that the Deep Six for Water Guy could also operate in space. And so, like, they had, I don't know, it's just good stuff. Yeah. You always felt kind of bad for the guy. I did have the Earth guy, as I remember, because, like, he had, like, this one that could pick up boulders. Like, no, you can't go. You don't get to fly.
you can pick up rocks. You have to stay. Hey,
we have some manual labor that needs done.
We're going to go zooming through the stars. Can you dig a hole?
You got to dig this hole. But I'm just so sad.
You know, we're all doing our part for the team.
Someone's gotta do the paperwork. And then I forget the. But then it was Crystal, I think, was the name of their handler, basically the person who was like ran HQ.
It's been so long, I don't remember much about the show.
His name was like Doc Lava or something like that, and it was half their body was robotic. Remember that? And so they were cyborgs. They were full cyborgs, and so they had like a normal arm, mm-hmm. and then like literally split down the middle
mm-hmm.
was like a robot pieces.
Which is the hardest way to be a cyborg, really.
Straight down the middle. Like, where did you bisect them?
Yeah.
Do they have a piston?
Were they alive when you cut them in half?
Do they have a penis or a piston? Like,
or both.
Okay, my guy was Max Ray.
Ace McCloud, right? Was the sky guy.
And your guy was Jake Rockwell.
Oh, that's right, Jake Rockwell.
The Yellow Earth guy.
Was he the digger? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake Rockwell.
Oh my gosh, Ace McCloud. Great show, but Power Extreme. I had a thing that I got for my parents was where it would strap to your arm
mm-hmm.
and then you got the helmet. Okay. And then like
please tell me it had magnets on it.
And so it had like little holes to
okay.
click it in.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was
good times, yeah.
And I wish I had that. Ninjurlgate was pretty cool, right?
So it was cool because you used to start with Donatello. Yeah.
Oh man, I mean, like, what was your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Not mine too. He built all the stuff.
Yeah, he was like a tinker. He was smart. He had the coolest weapon.
Tinkers are really cool.
Yeah, I liked Raphael because he was kind of an asshole. But
I've been like, I'm like an old school Tinker fan. Like, yeah. been into Tinker for quite a while.
So if anybody's got dibs on like a character that tinkers, like in a game that we might be playing, it'd probably be Corey.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you better if you play someone with a tinker, you better. Make us a Frankenstein monster at some point. You better. I don't know. I mean, as a slide, I don't know. We're really specific.
I'm the color.
We're recording. We're recording a week early, Home Trees, and so like we usually get tons of comments that we actually have to sift through. But we need a main episode to generate those comments. So we recorded before we released the main episode. So things are a little wonky.
Yeah. We were having a fun off-air conversation about the Ninja Turtle video game, and then. Tried to start recording and recreate it, but fell on its face.
Or did it?
Yeah.
Or did it? I was telling Donnie.
Fell on its face like Raphael with his weak ass size.
See, that was the thing. Most people, like, no one liked Leonardo. No one. Because he was a leader. No one liked him.
He just had a bad attitude.
He was okay in the video game, though.
His swords were awesome. Yeah.
He didn't have a bad... No, Raphael had the bad attitude. Leonardo was just like everything. Oh, we have to like...
Yeah, you're right.
We can't joke around, guys. Yeah. He was the major buzzkill.
But in the game, his swords had the second best reach.
Yeah, but then Michelangelo was like the party guy. So, like, so they were like the antithesis to him.
Yeah. And then Raphael was like... brooding and like rude. Raphael is cool.
No, but that accent you were doing.
Yeah.
Do that impression you were doing.
What? What was I doing?
I did say it right there. You're right. That was a mistake. That was not an accent.
What happened? This is my new voice for the show.
But Raphael was like Batman.
Yeah, he was Batman.
I'm Raphael.
I'm Raphael.
Michelangelo was like Californian dude.
Bro, Cowabunga.
It's because of pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Leonardo was the buzzkill, and Donatello was like,
he made stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the new reimagination of the Ninja Turtles?
I'm out of the loop, man.
They don't have the same feel and character that our Ninja Turtles had.
I mean, ours
they're like real badass. They're doing some crazy stuff, but it's like
the toys for Ninja Turtles were just like, it's hard to beat them.
Yeah.
I never had any of those.
I was referring specifically to the movies, though.
Oh, we found a copy of it on VHS that Elise had for some reason.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The old one?
The old one.
The original one?
Yeah.
Or like the Corey Feldman voice Ninja Turtle movies?
Exactly.
Oh, Corey Feldman was the voice? I don't remember.
He was Mikey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Hey, who cares?
You know, I never saw the one with the Vanilla Ice. I saw the first one. I saw that in theater. I dug it because I was like 10 or 12 at the time.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. T-U-R-T-L-E Power. Wasn't that the same song? Or was that a different one? I don't know.
You are right. Your long-term memory is solid. You can't remember what I said like 10 minutes ago.
Right? No. But
go Ninja. I always was bummed that the Super Shredder in Secret of the Ooze was not shown for longer. Like, yeah. You remember he was like
5 minutes,
2 seconds, 2 seconds of him like, I was telling Donnie,
does blades mutate though? That's what I don't understand. How does metal mutate?
Why do they turn anthropomorphic? Yeah. Like, who knows? Yeah. Like they're babies. I had a Razor. It was Toka and Razor.
Yeah. Donnie and I had this conversation.
Yeah.
Which one was which? Because when we were kids, this was like the source of like endless debate. I'm not going to tell you what I thought. I want to know what you thought first. Who was Toka and who was Razor? But me and my best friend would debate.
Turtle was Toka and Razor was the wolf.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes.
But my friend thought that the turtle was Razor because they never introduced them individually. It was just always Toka and Razor.
But when you got the toy, the main reason I know it is that I had a Toka toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thought that the turtle was Razor because it had a bunch of spikes and stuff on the shell. But I thought Razor because it had those sharp claws.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had razor sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Well, like when we had this conversation at work like last week, you're like, we didn't have the internet
to like
just check real quick.
So we debated for years. And then finally, when we got older, we ended up looking on the internet and finding the toys, finding something that proved it. I remember going back. I don't think I ever went back and like proved it, but it was just, I remember having that argument when we were kids.
But like you'd have to find a guy that had the toys.
Yeah. I know a guy.
Go to the toy store.
That's like Disneyland, man.
But that's easier said than done. Like, I can get in my car now and drive to the toy store. When you're a kid, you got to, like, have a reason to go to the toy store. Because your parents are like, I'm not taking you. You don't have money, you know?
And they're not going to buy. Yeah, I'm going to take you there. Yeah. You don't want to buy anything. You're not going to ask for anything.
Dad, can you take me to the toy store? I just got to do research. Yeah, right. I'm not falling for that.
Yeah.
I had trained my girls to, but it's freaking Toys R Us, man. Why'd you go out of business? Whenever Lisa would go out of town for work, like, one of the days was spent, we would spend at least 2 hours in Toys R Us just screwing around.
Yeah.
Can I touch this? Absolutely. You can't. I would be holding like something like messing with it.
Doing the, like the lightsaber kid.
Yeah. No, like I had promised myself when after watching the movie Big and Hook, those are two of the movies that have impacted my life almost more than any other one.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be too old to enjoy a toy. That's pretty much it. Like, why does that have to go away?
Yeah.
And obvious, we're sitting in a shrine to my childhood right now.
I agree with you, but at a higher maturity level. I told myself I'm never going to become like an old man who's always just like serious and responsible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I still goof around.
I don't think you're any of those things.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't ever want to become that. Like, I will be 70 and I'll still be
like
cracking goofy jokes and stuff. You know what I mean?
We played Scythe last night using the airship expansion for the first time.
Man.
So I was like putting the airships on their bases and my wife is just like, Donnie and his toys.
And like toys as you get older do get slightly more expensive and more specialized.
A little more sophisticated.
Yeah, much more sophisticated. I just, mine is like, don't ever lose that childlike wonder. So when we go to Toys R Us, I'm having just as good enough time as good time as my girls, if not more,
because
sometimes they'll bring back like older toys. Like today we were at Walmart picking up something for a kid's birthday, and they had a re-release of a whole bunch of old Master of the Universe stuff.
Oh, cool.
I'm just picking up like, F yeah, Skeletor. Look at that thing. Yeah. Especially because She-Ra has been out on Netflix. Okay. Have you guys watched it? Uh-uh. I mean, I don't know, like, but the girls, it's their favorite show. And like, they've been walking around, like holding stuff and go, "For the honor of Grayskull." And every time a little tear, just, yeah, that's right.
That's a good role model too.
She was awesome. The show is fantastic. It's very good.
That, I mean, I'll probably get around to watching that at some point.
Good. It's only 10 episodes and it's well done.
Is Hordak still like her main bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a slight reimagining of certain things.
Shows have really figured it out, haven't they? Like, just 10 episodes is enough to satisfy.
Yeah.
Like, we're going through Lost again, showing my kids, you know, because they're interested in it. And I'm just like, God, there are 6 seasons of that show. And
plus,
there are
22 episodes. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is watching Lost is just such a good way to get them used to disappointment. Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah,
we'll be trying to, like, find a show to watch. And Miley's like, "You want to watch this?" I'm like, no, for 2 reasons. 1, that's on network, so it just sucks. And 2, it's like 24 episodes of suck. Don't offer network shit at me. That's just
it's FX at the lowest, right? No,
FX is fantastic.
It is good. That's what it stands for. FNX.
But an FX season is 13 episodes.
I know. It's so nice.
Yeah. 13 episodes of goodness.
I either want something that's non-episodic. Like, it's like each thing is by itself.
I like my story arcs.
Yeah, I do. Now it's just, I really have cut down TV. Like, all my stuff now is YouTube clips on how to build something outside. Mm. That's the only thing that's gone older.
It does suck you in. I can go through like different periods of my life where like, I was just like, I had like 20 different shows I was trying to keep up on. And then I just get to a point where like, I can't. So I'm just going to like basically scrap them all.
Yes, you know exactly. I mean? And just start fresh. The purge. There's a purge that happens. I mean, like, I don't know. Have you guys, man, this is how you know we don't have a ton of content to talk about. Have you guys watched anything called...
Although we're 45 minutes in, so we do have a decent... Yeah.
Have you guys seen anything about... It's a show. It's on Crave TV. It's called Letterkenny.
Have you guys... Never heard of it.
No. Oh, boy. It's basically what it is. It's a show about these people in this little town in Ontario called Letterkenny, and there's only 5,000 people, and it consists of the people that are in it are hicks, hockey players, Christians, and there's one more, I forget, but like they all, it's like, oh, stay in your lane, like you have to be, but like the hicks means like anybody that's rural of any way. Mm-hmm. Hockey players are like your bros. They don't even have to be hockey players. And then there's the degens. That's it, degens. And they're the degenerates. Okay. So it's anyone from not from Letterkenny or all the bunch of degens and everything. But they just talk so fast and it's lightning fast writing. And I know I'll show you a clip off air because since you guys have not seen it, but like I died laughing. Mm-hmm. Like it's so funny that, but that's been watching 2-minute clips of that.
Did you vomit?
I haven't.
Were you close?
I was close.
Okay. That's pretty funny then.
Yeah. But they just like, one of the things they do is the hicks, the main characters are hicks. They make fun of the hockey players and it's just like rapid fire Robin Williams style. And one of the best ones that he says is, "I've already forgotten your name." It's like, it's such a slam on such a, such a level for some reason. "I've already forgotten your name, bud." And anyway, it's like, yeah, that one. And he's like, "My name, you know my name." I don't know. Anyway, he called someone 10-ply, meaning like that's such soft toilet paper. They're like, you know, 1-ply is pretty rough. Yeah. 2-ply is
even better. You're soft.
You're 10-ply. Like what you're talking about there, 10-ply. It's like, oh my gosh. Like if you're not paying attention, it just goes over.
Yeah.
Do you have any messages from the hotline?
We do have some messages. let's hit that hotline.
Know when that hotline bling can only mean one thing.
First call.
That's better.
Oh my! Hello,
I don't even know who that is. I've forgotten your name, mister.
Yes, your secret BFF, the mystery caller. I know you think I was out in months ago, but oh no, that was all a hoax. So came back on, bitches, I guess you could say. Also, my name very well.
See, I told you about it.
Shout out to Dan. I'm always in her corner. Ooh, ooh, ooh. body color out.
I told you about it. It's great. That's so good. I didn't even know that was there. Man, he rocked our world with that one. That was rough.
It really was good. I know we knock him pretty hard, but that was pretty clever.
It was brilliant.
It was freaking brilliant.
It was so good. Like, yeah. I am, even though we were the butt of the joke,
he legit
it's just like
had us thinking that it was each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like slow clap. Yeah. Like you game respects game. Yeah. You know, like if something happens, then like you got to respect it.
Yeah. All right. That was funny. That was a funny little
man, mystery caller.
Little flashback there. Mm-hmm. All right. Next call.
Hey, this is Phil from those movie guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm just wondering if it's Lady Gugu or Lady Gaga.
That's awesome. That's yeah. It's Lady
Gaga.
Gaga. It's Gaga.
Gaga.
He's definitely got to have a baby on the brain, though, because Joe, his co-host, just had a baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah. With
my condolences.
Shayna from the Ish Girls.
Oh,
they're married and had a baby. They met via podcasting.
Did they really?
Isn't that awesome?
Did we bring them together?
No, Dan and Cody did. But yeah, so.
Circle of life.
Is this. Okay. Lion King movie is coming out. They're calling it the live action Lion King movie.
Is it humans?
Everything is CG. Everything is CG.
It's not live action.
It's not live action. Huh. It's like Jungle Book at least had Mowgli, but all the animals were CG. So
I don't know how I feel about the Will Smith and Blueface thing.
I mean,
Blueface.
Mine is just like, it's bad. It actually, it does. I am not, I don't actually like.
While you're thinking about that thought, when you bring up Blueface, I was actually thinking about, remember when Damon Wayans, when they did the white chicks?
Yeah.
Is that offensive to white people? Do you guys get offended that they did whiteface? Well,
does half of you think it's offensive?
No, I think it's all funny. I even think blackface stuff is kind of funny. Not way back when it really was offensive, but like now if somebody does blackface, I don't find it offensive.
Well, mine, no, I don't find it offensive.
Yeah, but way back it was like, oh, we can't have black people on stage, so we've got to put white people in blackface. Yeah, that's pretty shitty. But I'm just saying, like now, like if somebody does a Halloween costume and they're going to do a black character and they're white, it does not offend me that they put dreads on.
Very little offends you anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like that's the thing. So like you are not the measuring stick for it.
I do get that, but maybe people need to be less offended. Like I feel like everybody gets up in arms about every little thing nowadays.
I wasn't offended by white chicks, but I didn't watch it because it looked sophomoric and stupid.
Oh, it looked ridiculous.
It's pretty bad. It's not that funny, but it's just funny that two big black guys like them, like they're pretty lean,
big guys,
like like built. And then trying to play white chicks, it's just ridiculous. The premise is ridiculous. So that's what was funny about it. But like their actual humor was like kind of eh.
When Phil said the Lady Gugu or Lady Gaga, I immediately went to Radio Gaga from Queen.
Yeah.
Because we just watched Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. And like that was just, anyway. Gosh.
Is that where Lady Gaga gets her name? Is it like an homage to Queen?
I mean, they didn't invent Gaga.
Or is it Radio Gugu?
Radio Gaga. Lady. Man, that's good. The last 20 minutes of that movie is just like, it's just concert. Just and it's just like, yes, please.
We didn't get to be there. So,
no, like, mine is always, if you had to bring back someone from the dead to perform and you got to watch them live, that would be who I'd pick. I'd pick Queen.
For more of that over the top, flamboyant, overacting, watch Mr. Robot.
Is he super subdued in that?
He's very subdued in that.
Speaking of the Queen movie, they're coming out now with it's called The Rocket Man, and it's about...
It's with Taron Egerton.
Yeah, why can't I think of his name?
Elton John.
Elton John, yes.
Yeah.
I always forget Elton John's name for some reason.
Sir Elton John.
Even though I do recognize what he's contributed to the music industry.
Oh, he's amazing. I love... Elton John, like when we saw him in concert almost 10 years ago. Gosh, it was over 10 years ago when he was last time we saw him.
About the time Skyrim came out.
About the same time Skyrim came out. Can I make it some odds?
You were seeing Elton John.
Yeah. It was a 2-hour concert. I knew every song.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Elton John. I wouldn't say that like I'm the biggest fan.
Sure, yeah.
But 2 hours straight of being able to sing every song is insane.
And that's what it is. Like, I can't say that I actually even own an Elton John album, but if like, I start, you know so many of his songs.
And can I think it's gonna you feel
the love to. I wanted you to keep doing your song.
Do a mashup.
I wanted you to keep doing your song. Yeah. Like we were.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown. Gonna get. I'm saying you could always sing along.
I wanted you to keep doing your song while I was doing my song.
Like, are we gonna do
like
it now?
We were of the same mind. No, it's over. We both started.
The moment's over now.
The moment's over.
Yeah. No, I know. Remember Moulin Rouge? That's Elton John songs in it. And then they're doing one for Motley Crue now too.
There's a movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, I know, right? Yeah. Pick a band.
I saw Rockstar. It's close enough.
Mine's like, oh, why don't you pick a band that people like?
Yeah.
But the Bohemian Rhapsody, it just reminds you how many songs they made.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
20 albums.
Yeah.
Something like that. Not counting Freddie Mercury's solo stuff. And I don't know, it's not 20 albums.
And
like,
Brian May's scientific discoveries.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor. What did he discover?
He's an astrophysicist.
He's like science guy.
Is he serious?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because they met at university.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They covered that a bit in the film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see it?
I did see it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Was it the Red Boxes?
You watched it at Red Box?
I went to Red Box with my laptop and put it in the old disc slider thing.
I didn't want to have to go back and drop the disc off, like, so I just watched it standing there.
Like some homeless person in the corner.
Some homeless person with a laptop.
Yeah. Some homeless person like, get out of my house.
Well, the thing is that I work for Aspiring. Because. Nance Corner?
Nance Corner, let's do it.
Support yourself a nice glass of sarsaparilla. Sit in a rocking chair. Cuddle up with a nice blanket. Because it's time for Nance Corner. There's not much from your mom, mainly because we recorded early. But we did notice that sent in by Justin Winters from Sorry I Married a Movie Geek, that they switched the Samoas to Momoas the Girl Scout cookies, and it's just
a legit
big
thing, or just somebody did it on
straight
the internet.
Up, it's there.
The Girl Scout Foundation of America, whatever it is, they actually changed it, huh?
Girls of all ages love Momoa. playing Duncan Idaho in the new upcoming Dune movie. Sign me up. But anyway, so we posted it, tagged your mom, of course, and she said, "You can have all the cookies. I'll just take the box."
We don't buy Samoas; they're too sweet.
I mean, I'm not eating cookies right now either, but those were my choice. Yeah.
Really? Like,
those are my favorites. Yeah.
The Girl Scouts have been out in pretty heavy force in our neighborhood recently, and they didn't have
marching down the street.
Warriors, come out and play.
Deploy all units.
Crack teams.
That would be a scary army force because you would just think, oh, there's little girls. What could they do?
Yeah.
In the
pull out knives and slit your throat.
In Phineas and Ferb, the cartoon, on that vein, they had the Fireside Girls, and they're like all like these crack teams of like, they always have like
elite forces.
But like they use their quote unquote Girl Scouting skills. Yeah. So it's like they like wrap their sashes together and like swing into battle, and they're like the Fireside Girls are legit. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So
anyways, they're in force in our neighborhood. So we normally would get like Thin Mints, or we'd get the peanut butter patties that are covered in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't have anything. So we actually got lemonades, and we found like a new favorite.
What are those?
Pretty good. It's like a shortcake cookie. It's a little bit larger, maybe, 2 or 3 inches across.
Okay.
And it's got like a
cream on it.
Yeah. Like a lemony kind of cream. Like a frosting.
Is it harder?
It's a harder kind of frosting.
Okay, I've had it. Okay, then I have had that, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty dang good.
I have never had one that I didn't like, but there's not many. The only cookie that I'm not a huge fan of is oatmeal raisin. I like oatmeal cookies. I don't like raisins. But so like, they if you said like, hey, you want a Girl Scout cookie? What kind is it? Does it matter? Not really.
Yeah.
Here you go. But no, but the Samoas, now called Momoas, were the ones that were my faves. And then Thin Mints are good, and I did like the peanut butter ones.
Yeah.
They're the ones covered in chocolate. That was Nance Corner.
It's Gooder Than.
More Gooder Than is proud to be sponsored by Range Outdoors. Range provides high quality and stylish apparel for people who want to, as they put it, go be free. They are a group of fishermen, climbers, backpackers, hunters, mountain bikers, and outdoor enthusiasts that want to help conserve and protect the environment they love for our future generations. They give their time and donate a portion of proceeds to conservation efforts. head to range-outdoors.myshopify.com to check out their entire catalog.
Okay, we're recording on Oscar Sunday. And so last Oscars, we did kind of a thing. I'm going to shorten it down a lot. Let's see what lines up for tonight.
Okay. Yeah, right. Just do the main ones.
Yeah, I'm just going to do the main ones. Yeah.
We don't give a shit about sound or
no one
best
does.
Grip.
Yeah, exactly. Best grip. Hey, you know what you did? Good job, grip.
You caught that mic real well. Another grips do? I don't know what grips or best boys do.
Grips are like literal camera holders.
Okay. Well,
the guy's holding the camera.
So they grip that camera.
Yeah. And then best boy has to do with lighting.
Okay.
It has to do with lighting. And like, okay. Best picture. Let's just start off best picture. All right. Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Green Book, Vice, Star is Born, Roma.
Oh, I want to see Black Panther because it was a really good movie, but I don't think it will win for some reason.
I think Black Panther is going to win.
You think it is?
I
figured
it
would be like A Star is Born. That seems like something they would do.
I don't think Black Panther is going to win anything else but Best Picture.
Really?
I do.
So I'd pick it. I'd actually probably say that it's going to win some other categories, but not Best Picture.
I'm talking about any of the big ones. It's nominated for a lot, but I think just straight up Best Picture.
All right. Can I hit this one more time?
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Green Book, Vice, A Star is Born, Roma.
I'm just going to pick A Star is Born.
Okay. Did you see it?
I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to go Roma.
Roma. Okay. I like that. Let's see here. Best sound mixing. That's one of the ones you want, right?
That's going to be Black Panther. They're going to give.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're
so
give
they can
like
call
that.
It an Oscar winner. They'll give it sound or editing or something.
Best actor. Here it comes. Best actor. Bradley Cooper for Star is Born. Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. Christian Bale for Vice.
Rami Malek, I'm going to give it to
you. I'm also going to go with Rami. He was amazing.
He was amazing.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling.
I hope he gets it, but I got to go with Willem Dafoe.
You're going to go Willem Dafoe just because?
I don't know if they'll give it to Rami Malek yet because he's so young. I know they've given it to younger actors, but I think they might not.
I don't think that the Academy is going to want to award Bohemian Rhapsody anything, so they're going to give it to just him.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen.
That's a legit argument.
So what did you say?
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek, and what are you going to say? And you say Willem?
I'm going to say Willem Dafoe, but I'll be pleased if Rami Malek gets
it. It's his time.
Yeah.
If you're going
he
with that.
He hasn't won one yet?
No.
Oh, he definitely deserves
Best actress. Gaga.
Gaga.
First Star is Born.
Goo-goo. Ready,
Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me? Olivia Colman for The Favorite. Yalitza Aparicio. Thanks. Good job, Chris. For Roma or Glenn Close for The Wife? I'm going to go Gaga.
I haven't seen the McCarthy movie. What is the movie called?
It's called Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's actually.
Did she play a serious part?
Yes.
A serious role? I feel like they're going to give it to her. I'm feeling that one for some reason.
Okay.
For going
Melissa
serious.
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
The Roma.
Roma? Okay. Yeah. Best Supporting Actor, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Sam Rockwell for Vice, Sam Elliott for A Star is Born, Richard E. Grant, brother of Hugh, for Can You Ever Forgive Me? I'm going with Sam. Sam Elliott for A Star is Born. He was the best part of that movie. He was so good
movie,
in it.
But it's Sam Elliott. It's a strong name to stand on. But you said Adam Driver is in a movie?
Yeah, Adam Driver, Kylo Ren.
I'm gonna say him.
Black Klansman?
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie either, but I have a feeling that's probably like his artistic film that he really kind of.
I'm gonna go Adam Driver
really
too.
Really
Adam
brought Driver. His A game too. He deserves it.
That sounds like of all. I usually don't watch Oscar movies. That's one I would watch.
Oh, I have seen almost all of the Oscar movies. Like that's a very
I've
rare
seen
thing.
None of them except for Black Panther.
Really watched Roma the other day at my sister's recommendation, and I read the description. I was like. I want to play Scythe on my computer.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix. Best Supporting Actress, Emma Stone for The Favorite, Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, Rachel Weisz for The Favorite, Marina de Tavira for Roma, or Amy Adams in Vice.
What was the first one?
Emma Stone.
Yeah, let's pick that.
Let's go Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, it's the year of the Weisz.
Did you know she's married to Daniel Craig?
I did not.
James Bond?
That's your favorite Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Corey's, who's Pierce Brosnan all the way.
so weird.
That's a good memory.
And I'll do the last one just because me and Corey have probably seen all these. Best animated feature. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Mirai.
I'm already done. It's Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, though, was so freaking good, man.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about
Incredibles 2 or Isle of Dogs. There were a lot of good kid movies last year.
It's between Spider-Man and Ralph to me.
I'm going to go Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I'm going to go Spider-Man.
I'm going to go Ralph.
You go Ralph?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'll go Spider-Man.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Nope.
It's the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen. Like, it's so good. It's just fantastic. Ah, that's good. And she like that.
Right. Better than Spider-Man 3 with Katie Lang?
Spider-Man 3. That is going to do it for us in the MGT Recording Bunker. We really appreciate you rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app or wherever you, subscribe. If you think you know anyone who'd like our show, tell them about us. Please follow us on Twitter at MGT Podcast. We're on Instagram and Facebook at MoreGooderThan. Email us at MoreGooderThan@gmail.com and visit our website, MGTPodcast.com, where you can support us via Patreon like our great and powerful sponsors, Nan and David and the rest of Sacred Grove. You can also visit our actual sponsors page and purchase an item from Range Outdoors. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Range Outdoors. Go. Be free.
Be free, Quaid.
And while you're there, you can buy a nice puppet. Nice Quato puppet from our logo, from our merch page with our logo on it. MGT logo designed by Mary Madewell. Home Tree logo designed by Dan Nicholson. And of course, we're proud members of the PodFix Network. Follow us at PodFix on Twitter and go to podfixnetwork.com. And of course, you can listen to Donnie on the Crit Storm podcast with friends of the show.
Sure can.
So, das vidanya, Conrads. Next
Conrads.
Week. It's a Comrades.
Oh, I thought you said Conrads.
Conrads.
That's a message just to anyone named Conrad.
Anyone named Conrad.
Are you Conrads out there? Das Vidanya, bitches.
Das Vidanya, Conrad. Das Vidanya, yeah, it's the accent. Throws you all off. It's bye for me, Chris and Corey.
Later.
And Donnie.
See ya.
So I think I've been doing it.
Some of our best bits have been
just the outtakes.
Coming back and doing something the second time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like when we I didn't record that, and then like, well, okay, let's tell these jokes again. J2 Judgment. When I was in elementary school, I had to do speech therapy for years to be able to say the letter J.
Huh.
Couldn't say it. Like, I couldn't say it right. It was, even now, I still have to, like, my mouth doesn't do it. I have to change the way my mouth feels naturally. I had a pretty excessive lisp, and then J's I lisped too.
Yeah, I've always spoken perfectly.
It was J. J is how I would say it. So, but also with a lisp.
When I grew up, I always said the word hungry.
Well, that's just funny. That you made fun of a word. I actually had like a serious thing I had to work on for years. I'm glad you share my pain.
I'm just saying, like, I've had
that you feel really exactly hard. What it was like to go
I told
to class.
You about thesaurus, right? I used to say theosaurus. Like, there's all kinds of words that I just said
wrong. Mine was a natural thing. Yours is just being an idiot. Like, there's two completely different things.
So. I can say the same about you. Come on, Chris. Just say you're J.
J.
Judgment J. Just say it, man.
I can say it now.
You're being an idiot.
Because I worked hard. You said hungry.
I worked hard to get rid of hungry. to say hungry. I am hungry.
Hungry. All right, I'm ready.
Whatever. I need to consult my thesaurus.
It's just so bad. What was Elise's? Elise's was chameleon. Because she'd only ever read Chameleon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's oh, we've oh, talked
touche.
About this.
Yeah. I was ready touchy. To touch.
Mine was puny, was punny.
Punny, yeah.
And it's like, why? Why would
Which
you?
Punny isn't a word, but it should be. It's a portmanteau.
Punny's a word now.
Yeah, I mean, funny. And anything's a word now. Yeah. YOLO. All right, ready?
Let's get it. I'm going to save. Okay, get some.
Okay, I want to say, I don't have my glasses on because I keep fogging up.
Okay.
So your hand motions aren't super clear. So
probably because I didn't give a hand.
No, but I'm saying that minor. You like, you're putting up your finger like to stop. I thought you're saying like go.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Whatever.
Hit it.